Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I'm going to jump right into this. I apologize for the lack of my normal courtesies in starting out, but very seldom do I use the word amazing. I'm using it right now with this morning's first guest and an amazing discovery. I'll get right to it. His name is Dr. George Gaines. He's the president and COO of Thunder Energies. Now, let me give you the website. You've got to go up on this. It's thunder-energies.com. This is an over-the-counter company trading under the symbol T, N as in nonsense, R as in Ralph, G as in God, T-N-R-G. Obviously publicly traded, and this is a company that is involved in number of cutting-edge technologies, but this morning's brand-new announcements that comes out should be featured. And also, who's not joining us, but CEO Ruggero Santilli, Dr. Ruggero Santilli, is the chief scientist and also the CEO. So he obviously a great deal of responsibility. George, welcome. It's great to have you on. And without further ado, if you want to amplify what I gave for opening remarks about what Thunder Energies does, go proceed, but get to this incredible announcement.
Well, thank you so much, Stu. It's nice to be with you on your program, and I appreciate very much the invitation, as does Dr. Santilli, our CEO. The breaking news, which came out on January the 19th, just barely in our shadows, was the discovery of what we call invisible terrestrial entities using the Santilli telescope. Now, let me give you a little background on the Santilli telescope. Santilli telescope uses a unique concave lens. All other optical instruments use convex lenses, and the reason is that convex lenses focus ordinary light so that you can see it. Stu, even your eyes, the good Lord gave us convex lenses so we can see what's around us. And what we see is ordinary light reflecting off of our environment. So that's what we see and perceive. But the theories of Dr. Santilli were based on his 40 to 50 years of research on antimatter. Now, antimatter has been established and is accepted in the scientific community. But how to detect it is somewhat of, let's shall we say, a mystery. And Dr. Santilli's theory is quite simple, that to be antimatter must have the exact opposite properties of ordinary matter, including light. So if you're looking for light from antimatter, it's going to have an index of refraction opposite that of ordinary light. So how would you detect it? You would detect it very simply by having a reversal lens, one that is concave as opposed to convex. Now, I apologize for the long scientific explanation.
No, this is so important. We welcome it in this case.
It's necessary for people to at least understand the theory behind this and why it's so significant. So when we say we detected something, people say, well, I've got some binoculars. I want to go look for it. Or I've got a telescope. Let me go look for it. And I want to tell them, you know, you're not going to see anything, because what we see is something through the telescope is something that you cannot see with your eyes. You cannot see it with ordinary optical instruments. The only way, as far as we know, that it can be seen is using the Santilli telescope, which has a concave lens. Now, the discovery, let me give you a little more background. The original intent of Thunder Energies and our optical division was to design a telescope suitable for deep space exploration. And let's go back in history. Exactly 400 years ago, Galileo Galilei had developed the first telescope for deep space exploration, using, of course, a convex lens. Well, this was a tremendous accomplishment technologically for 400 years ago. In fact, this is the quadricentennial of Galileo Galilei's great invention. Now, like other great inventions, his was not met with a lot of approval. In fact, the Catholic Church was very much opposed to what he was doing. In fact, there was a famous cardinal, Roberto Francesco Bellarmino, who Galileo invited him to look through the telescope and see the craters of the moon. And the good cardinal refused to look when given the opportunity, because he believed it was satanic somehow. Well, Dr. Santilli gets a lot of negative comments, not only from goofballs and debunkers, but also from the scientific community, because his theories and his inventions really threatened what we call 20th century science. So, well, wait a minute, we're in the 21st century. That's right. The science of today is got to be more advanced than what we had 400 years ago. Now, Galileo's telescope was originally developed to explore deep space. And what we found was, or what Galileo found over the years and others did, they began to adapt this telescope for use local, like looking across a field on a tower to see the enemy coming away. So the same thing happened with our telescope, which was originally designed for deep space exploration, purely by accident, Stu. And I say purely by accident.
Most great discoveries by accident?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And the accident occurred this summer. When Dr. Santilli was out one night and, you know, doing his observations, and during the course of the evening, clouds came up. So he realized he wasn't going to be able to, you know, look into the heavens for any antimatter. So he changed the focus of the telescope and just began looking around one of the military installations in the Tampa Bay area. And that's when he detected these entities that when you take a picture through the Galileo telescope, you see nothing. There's nothing there. But paired close next to it is the Santilli telescope. And when he took pictures with the Santilli telescope, he detected these objects. Now, we have used the term entity, but we could just as well refer to them as objects. Now, a little more science, too. When matter and antimatter come together, they annihilate one another, so they can't exist in the same environment. So what is it that we're seeing? What we believe we are detecting are objects that are either in orbit or perhaps, not perhaps, but we actually know are moving.
Some moves, George. Some move and some don't, correct?
That's right. Some appear stationary relatively for a period of time and then disappear. And then others actually move in very, very convoluted geometric patterns. So they are moving, but they are, we believe that they are made of ordinary matter. But they give off a light, they emit a light, that has an index of refraction which is opposite that of ordinary light. So we can detect them through the Santilli telescope, but when we have the Galileo telescope right next to it, looking at the same space, we see absolutely nothing. And with our eyes, we see absolutely nothing. So in a sense, the light that's being emitted is like a veil or a cloak that covers the object. So there you have it.
Yeah, and I would like to ask you, I just can't get over this. Can you stay another segment?
Sure.
All right, I want you to hang around because I just got so captivated. I like I'm sure our audience did by listening to this, science fiction becoming science, that we have to take another segment. We'll be back with Dr. George Gaines. I want you to go to thunder-energies.com, and we'll talk more about this and as a potential investment opportunity as well. This is Stu Taylor.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former police commissioner of New York and chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
All right, back with, and again, this is not meant in criticism of anybody I've had on through the years. This is one of the most fascinating interviews and most fascinating findings, really. Since I've been doing radio, joining us is Dr. George Gaines. He's the president and COO of Thunder Energies. I just want to slow it down because I want people to be able to go to the website. You can get access to the press release. It's thunder-energies.com. And again, credit goes out to someone, I guess, it may be premature, but you think of Galileo, maybe we'll be thinking of Dr. Santilli as well, the chief scientist and CEO of Thunder Energies. Again, it's an OTC stock. The symbol is TNRG. You can get an investment kit and ask any investments. And before we get back to the essence of what we're doing, because I want you to perhaps answer a couple of questions. One might be on market applications and potential. When are we actually going to see these out there and these telescopes, and where will they be located? And then please relate that, if you would, George, to investment opportunities and what you might tell potential shareholders.
Sure, Stu. Well, we are taking orders right now, sales orders. We have three models that have that are ready to go. They do require about a 60-day delivery time because of the various assembly issues involved. But we have a 70-millimeter, which is our smallest, 100-millimeter, and 150-millimeter telescope. Now, the 150 is a big, big telescope, and you really need a big SUV or a pickup truck to haul that that telescope system around with you. The 100 is a bit more manageable, and then the 70 is relatively easy to assemble and put up on a tripod. The difference is that the 150 is deep space exploration, and then the 100 could kind of go either way, and then the 70 is more appropriate for what we would call terrestrial exploration, like, let's say, in the environment of our atmosphere and the moon. Now, the prices of those are a bit steep, but when we sell a system, it's a complete system. There are two telescopes, one a traditional Galileo, the other is the Santilli, and the Santilli lens is very expensive to produce. Finding an optical company that, you know, can follow our instructions, because there's a mathematical conversion that has to be done, this is very expensive to do. And of course, it comes with the tripod and two excellent cameras. So you're getting quite a package. To use round numbers, the 70 millimeter is about, you know, 5,000. The 100 is 7,000, and then the big one, the 150, is 10,000. Now, we are in the process of designing and bringing to market a new line of telescopes. We have one that's designed strictly for terrestrial observations, and we believe that we can bring this in for well under $3,000.
Are you going to be able, George, to handle the capabilities of supply meeting demand?
Yes, we can definitely do that. You know, we have our upstairs is dedicated to the supply room, and it's filled with telescopes right now. So we really don't know how much demand there's going to be, but we have had, I can tell you, my mailbox and my voicemail are filled with inquiries, and you know, I'll probably be working all weekend just trying to get back to people who have, you know, want price lists and are ready to order. So we're going to do our best to keep up with it. I promise you that.
What do you tell potential shareholders in terms of relating this to sometimes the annoying aspect, you know, when we think of science, whether it's our medical advancements or our technological advancements like this? It's a two-part component. Obviously, companies have to be funded, they have to be financed, and then you've got to continue with the research. So it goes hand in hand. What do you tell shareholders?
Well, our shareholders are you know, our company is closely held. We don't have any debt external to the company. It's largely held by what I call friendly shareholders, like the Santillis and myself and others. But we do have, we are publicly traded, so I can't say that it's exclusively that, no. And we certainly encourage the public to go to their brokers or online and buy our stock. I mean, we think we have a great company, and that you know, they should certainly move with prudence. But we think we have a lot to offer, not just with our telescopes. But
yeah, you've got optics, nuclear physics, and fuel combustion, cutting edge technologies as well. And you know, we're focusing on this, but your company is multifaceted.
It is. It's all based on Dr. Santilli's research over 50 years. So it's not like they're unconnected. The basic underlying principle is mathematical, and it's something that we call hadronic mathematics, which Dr. Santilli developed. And there are many, many professors around the world who understand this and have expanded the mathematical concepts. But the nuclear division, to give you a quick overview there, Stu, we have developed a device that can detect heavily shielded fissionable material being smuggled into the U.S. The government has spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to produce a reliable type of equipment to detect this, but we don't have anything to show for it. Dr. Santilli has developed a thermal neutron source that fires neutrons through a container and can determine by the response whether or not there's anything in that container that could be fissionable or, shall we say, can be used to make an atomic bomb. That's our nuclear. And then the combustion is extremely exciting. Dr. Santilli has a prototype of a hyperfurnace, is what we call it. And that hyperfurnace burns totally clean. By totally clean, I mean there are zero combustible contaminants in the exhaust. And it produces maximum power and energy. So it's a win-win, and it's good for the environment, and something that we think is going to be a great thing for the future.
All right, I'd love to have you come back, Dr. George Gaines. Fascinating to listen to. President and COO of Thunder Dash Energies again. Corporation announcing stunning new detection of bright invisible terrestrial entity with Santilli telescopes. Go to thunder-energies.com. Stay on, George, as we go to a break. I want to thank you for joining us. This is Stu Taylor. Steve Forbes coming up next.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Right now at Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Wayne Rogers. You see me every week on the Fox channel talking about business, and somebody who's as good as I am, if not better, Stu Taylor. Listen to his Business Talk Radio Network.
All right, didn't realize that the Wayne Rogers clip was coming up, but it certainly was apropos. Obviously, a good friend of Steve Forbes, Wayne Rogers, passed away recently, and he had been a guest on this show several times. Brilliant, personable, every wonderful adjective you could use to describe him. I want to talk about our upcoming guest here right now. His name is Steve Forbes. I don't think he needs a lengthy introduction. He's the co-author of a number of books. Let me leave it at that. He's been a guest on this show several times. And he is also the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, which publishes Forbes Magazine, a circulation of a million readers, combined with Forbes Asia and Forbes Europe. The potential reach here, if you can go to Forbes.com, is 70 million unique monthly visitors. The book is co-written with Elizabeth Ames, who has co-authored three previous books with Steve. And the current book that Steve will address is Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity. It was published in hardcover by McGraw-Hill, and I have to say, with sincerity, I'm not patronizing you, but if you were running for president, I supported you in your one run that you had, I'd support you now. Why can't we find Steve Forbes-like people today? Ted Cruz is the closest. Steve, welcome.
Good to be with you, Stu. Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have you on. And I love the title of the book because you sum it up in the subtitle here, and the book is just filled with information. We're facing a potentially catastrophic event. $18 trillion in debt. We've got an administration that has done more damage than any in the history of this country. And we have a potentially frightening future if either Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders gets in. I think she'd have difficulty serving behind bars. And he's just, he believes in his ideology. He's a flat-out nut. Just a quick comment on the Republican side of it. I mean, I'm for Cruz. Secondarily, I support Trump. He's making me very uneasy about not being statesmanlike. We cannot have a rhino come in. They will not win. We've had three failed rhinos. Just a brief comment on that, and then we'll get to some of the essence of the book.
Well, I think on the presidential side, as you've alluded to, both sides, you see a huge dissatisfaction with how things are going. And I think it's going to be shaking out pretty quickly now to between Trump, Cruz, and Rubio. Maybe one of the three governors, like Christie, will get in the mix. But it's narrowing down very fast. And the key thing is, who's going to now, going forward, advocate, like Ronald Reagan, big, bold solutions, ideas to get our economy moving again? They all have tax plans, but they rarely discuss them. They all want to get rid of Obamacare, but they don't discuss the alternatives. And very few of them, other than Ted Cruz, are willing to touch the Fed. And there are other issues as well, but they've got to be in the forefront of these things. And they really haven't done it yet.
Well, let's jump into some of what you talk about so we can get right to it here. And one is repealing Obamacare. I don't think that a huge portion of this population, either stupidity or ignorance, or the fact that they're too involved with their lives, understands the huge consequences of what Obamacare has done. We're going to have increased premiums. We're going to have increased costs on this, less coverage. The deductibles are going to be sky high. They already are. We haven't seen the last of the catastrophic effects of this. healthcare being one-sixth of the economy. How serious is this, and what is the chance of getting Obamacare repealed on the first day of a Cruz or Trump? I don't know about Trump, but on a Cruz presidency.
Well, that's why in the book Reviving America, we start off with healthcare, because it's the most personal thing possible. And it is, as you say, one-sixth, one-fifth of the U.S. economy, and it's a disaster. Obamacare has taken a tough situation that was spinning out of control and making it infinitely worse. They claim they have more people signed up, that they have subsidies for the premiums, but as we all now know, the copays and deductibles are out of the world, and so people are getting less care now because they can't afford these huge deductibles than they were before. So what we propose, and what I hope the candidates hit on, is we need patient control. Patients are not in charge. It's all third-party payer, whether it's government, insurance companies, or employers. If you ask the price of a treatment in advance, you get a very strange look. It means either you're uninsured or crazy. Why would you want to know the price? Whereas for anything else in this economy, we want to know what it's going to cost us. What are we going to get for our money? And so that's why we propose transparency, have every hospital and clinic post prices for all their services and treatments. Why hospitals should post each month how many patients actually die from infections received after they go into the hospital.
I think it's like 100,000 a year, isn't it?
It's a horrible figure.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of patients. You know, no restaurant could get away with that. And then how about nationwide shopping for health insurance so that you have hundreds of companies competing for your business? So, one just small thing to show how where the patient really stands in this world. The crummiest motel in the world wouldn't dare give you, in this country, wouldn't dare put you in a room with another guest with a curtain in between. Nor would they give you a robe that looked like it was cast off from the Salvation Army. Those little things they give you in the
good
hospital.
Good points. I never really thought of it that way. And when we analyze this situation and we see where we're going, the blank hasn't hit the fan yet, and will after Obama leaves office. And this is just it's eating us up alive. In lieu of time here, I want you to get to the tax code. I have always said a flat or a fair tax. You're the expert. We can maybe reduce this to 3 or 4 pages from the thousands and thousands that we have right now. Definitely not a value added tax, which puts another tax on. Why a flat tax, not a fair tax?
Well, a flat tax, I think, is just easier to get to. You don't want to put in a new tax without making sure we get rid of the income tax, which means we have to amend the Constitution. 16th Amendment to the Constitution, as you know, allows Washington to impose an income tax. And if we don't repeal that, I guarantee you over time we're going to have what most states have, what most countries have, and that is both an income tax and a sales tax. So the flat tax is just much easier to implement. 30 countries have done it. It's worked very well around the world where it's been tried. And this way, we could just get rid of this horrible code. You could literally do your tax return on a single sheet of paper or with a few keystrokes on a computer. The proposal we have in the book is you'd have generous exemptions for adults and for kids, and that's it. A family of four, for example, would pay no federal income tax on their first $52,800 of salary, no tax on their savings, no death taxes. You should be allowed to leave the world unmolested by the IRS. Instant expensing for businesses of their capital expenditures so we get more investment, and reducing the corporate rate from 35 to 17%. And with on the personal side, you have a 17% rate after those generous exemptions. So that family of four, they make more than $52,800, and each additional dollar, they'd pay only 17 cents on the dollar. So simplicity, and it's also, Stu, a very moral issue. You know, the IRS estimates we spend 6 billion hours a year filling out tax forms. Experts estimate we spend $200 to $300 billion a year complying with the tax code. Just imagine over the last 20 years, if all those tens of billions of hours, trillions of dollars, all that immense brain power had been applied to creating new products, new services, new medical devices, new cures for diseases, how much better our lives would be. Instead, all of that immense resource has gone to a wasteful, corrupt tax code.
Yeah, I mean, free enterprise, even on Obamacare, having the right to go across state lines for different health companies, they're all under the thumb of the Obama administration. And what people can't quite grasp, because maybe is a little bit complicated, is to reform the Federal Reserve and what the function of the Federal Reserve is. I know Alan Greenspan in one quote, I never forgot that he said, we're not concerned about the portfolios of individual taxpayers. We're looking to do what is best for the system. And I mean, in a sense, they go hand in hand, because we've got to generate growth in this country. We've got to generate revenue. It's not by taxes. What about the Federal Reserve? We only got a minute or two.
Well, the Federal Reserve, we got to radically reform it, and that is, it should have only two tasks. One is keeping a stable value of the dollar, and ultimately the best way for that is a gold standard. Gold is like a ruler, so we can have a steady value. We did this for almost 200 years and worked very well for us. And have the Federal Reserve also stop trying to manipulate the dollar, treating it like a yo-yo, stop it from taking on more and more Soviet-style power, trying to manipulate the economy. And so we need a drastic downsizing of the Federal Reserve. Stable dollar, downsized Fed, and get real interest rates in the market again, so savers don't get punished, and this country will come back.
All right. I wish you had more time, because you could come on as long as you want. Even after the show, I'd chat with you for 2 hours. Steve Forbes, Elizabeth Ames, Reviving America, Her Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity, McGraw-Hill. You'll get an education from someone who I believe knows more about it than anybody else. Steve, stay on as we go to a break. This is Stu Taylor.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
Is WBNW 1120 AM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
I was just telling Laurie, boy, you know, I most of the time don't say much of anything, but I mean, with these great guests or what? I mean, this has just been... It's been a great morning, and love to have you all with us. And I want to talk about last night and Hillary going up against Bernie Sanders, which contains some substance. And, you know, I actually like Bernie Sanders personally. I mean, he's so whacked out that, I mean, at first I could never support his any of his plans, and you know certainly he's looking to tax everybody by up to 90 to 95%. But I mean, I just can't believe it. Hillary Clinton is adept at lying and debating anybody. She could debate anybody and just lie like it's a natural bit of behavior. It is a natural bit of behavior. But yeah, either one of those candidates. And then when Hillary was it? Who said that? Bernie Sanders said. And Hillary agreed that either she or Bernie are 100 times better than any of the Republican candidates. Hello, what planet are they on? Let me revise that. Any of the Republican candidates, including Jim Gilmore, are 1,000 times better than Hillary and Bernie Sanders. Everything that's white is black, that's yes is no. Everything is upside down in our world, and I can't believe it. I suggest you go to YouTube. Many of you people who listen to the show who know that, you know, one of my favorite people I had on here this morning is Steve Forbes. I love Steve Forbes. I would support him for president in a minute. One of my other favorite people is Dinesh D'Souza. Laurie, are you with me? All right, Dinesh.
I'm here.
All right, I just wanted to make sure I had all absolute silence. Dinesh D'Souza, if you go to YouTube and Google his debate, I think it was 2 days ago, with that reckless Bill Ayers, who was a member of underground terrorist organizations bombing the Pentagon, wanting to kill our people and never served a day in jail. Now a professor at some Illinois university wearing his Black Lives Matter shirt and his little cap. I can't find the words. I can, but I can't use them on radio. Dinesh D'Souza, distinguished, moral, a tremendously decent human being. Here's somebody, you know, I think of people who have come from other countries and become legitimate U.S. citizens. First who I think of are Ted Cruz, and I think of Dinesh D'Souza. And, I mean, they are Americans in every respect. So the debate goes on at some university. They've debated before, and these debates were really fascinating. But when you're dealing with evil and people who are really adept of putting the spin on things, it would be tough for the average person to, say, debate a Bill Ayers. So Bill Ayers comes on. I love this. And he talks about the terrible crime that Dinesh D'Souza committed by funding a friend for $20,000 in a campaign, which you shouldn't do, but is a minor transgression that is addressed with a slap on the wrist, to put it mildly. I mentioned Obama's funneled maybe millions illegally, and it goes on and on and on. And he talked about what a serious crime Dinesh D'Souza committed. Dinesh D'Souza thought for a minute and said, basically admitted to doing something he shouldn't have done, you know, that we all do, and then said, how about you bombing the Pentagon, bombing buildings, looking to kill people with the weather underground? He never served a day in prison. And Bill Ayers looked at him and actually defended himself and said that what Dinesh D'Souza did was worse. So how do you reason with people like this? And Dinesh D'Souza came back and said, well, if it was worse, and he named some Indian, I don't know who it is, who was a far left-wing radical, who funneled millions of dollars worth of illegal funds, was found guilty, never served a day. Dinesh D'Souza served 8 months. If you heard my interview, that interview was on January 22nd on this show. Served 8 months, under arrest in a cell at night, living with other convicts, rapists, and murderers. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because Barack Obama wreaked his revenge upon him for Obama's America 2016, for his two documentaries, which, along with another horrific human being, Michael Moore, were the three greatest documentaries of its kind. If you are in the public eye, and I've said this on the show, and I'm not going to stop repeating everyone because I don't have the time. If you're in the public eye and you do something to Barack Obama that doesn't please him, this isn't a democracy or a constitutional republic. This is an oppressive regime. There, I said it flat out. It's an oppressive regime. If you doubt me, Bob Menendez, who was Armed Services Senator and very, very liberal and far to the left, you know, he got involved in that scheme in either Colombia or Chile with these young prostitute girls. Guilty or innocent, it's not really the issue. And it's not that I don't care. I do. I think it's a huge character flaw, but I don't have enough information to make a judgment, but it's pretty well documented. But worse than that, and I put this in quotes, he criticized the Iran policy and the Cuba policy of Barack Obama. Guess what happened next? It's called an indictment to a far left winger who dared challenge the Messiah. It's just beyond, you know, it's beyond belief. It's beyond frightening. And in conclusion, talking about either Dinesh D'Souza's book, Stealing America, or Steve Forbes' books, Reviving America, do you people out there realize what will happen? Bernie Sanders can't win, but just for purposes of simplicity, could you imagine a Hillary Clinton or a Bernie Sanders as president? First of all, Bernie hasn't got a snowball's chance in hell, but he's made this really interesting. What scares me is because of how fast and how far this country has fallen, that Hillary Clinton still has a chance. A pathological liar, a self-centered, horrific person, a terrible human being. And she could be president of the United States, and they have the audacity to criticize Republicans? At best, some of these Republicans aren't great, and yeah, they're rhinos. I happen to think all of them are decent people. All of them. This is Stu Taylor. Thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.